The lines are flashing. Let's just go to calls. Hello, caller.
Last time on Bucci.
Duh. 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 Duh.
Bucci's not bad. I wasn't in a grindcore band. I was in marching band. Is that a Bucci?
Bucci.
That's a
promise.
It's a Bucci promise. Ooh. Yeah, the spiky hair.
Okay, boys. It goes like this. Paradiddle, got it?
Paradiddle.
Is that you, Bucci?
Yes.
Damn.
Is this your favorite drum beat? What is making that noise?
That's the drum beat.
Paradiddle.
Franco Ginger Baker. Then he hit the hi-hat.
Touch. It doesn't sound anything like that. Crunch. Call it a Bucci.
I heard you mention grindcore.
Yeah. All right, okay. Oh, I so want to hang up on him again. How long have you been playing the djembe?
Come on, Junior.
Your mentor is great.
Nah, he was okay.
Yo.
That's enough. Ba-ba-dee-ba. Hey, it's Mrs. Bucci.
Well, I just escaped the elevator. I was stuck in the elevator.
Can I borrow your drumsticks? It's ska.
Da-ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Did anyone tell you you have a very good memory for beats?
Which is how I started smoking cigarettes. I'd bum them off of old Dan.
Into it.
Seacock is New Jersey. Rhythm and blues music that I love so much. All right, here goes.
Yeah, this is getting a little boring.
And now, this week.
My favorite beat is the Bucci beat. The Bucci beat.
On Bucci.
Tell me that was so loud.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
Yeah, I know. Everybody already knows that. Ugh. Okay. Wait. My mouth feels like it's lined with carpet. Oh, that's the first of many entertaining things I'm going to say in this hour. So anyway, I need some Pepto-Bizzy. Big can of Pepto-Biz. Pepto-Biz Marquee. I don't need it for any reason. My stomach isn't in a knot, and my chest isn't. Is not. Full of anxiety. I don't know if a chest can be full of anxiety anyway. But there you go. Also, I've been eating this. It's been so friggin' hot. I've been, I love a nice bowl of soup, And well, obviously it's too... oh, it's too hot. I mean, I love a bowl of soup.
I love you.
A bowl of soup. So I've been eating... I poured this soup into ice cube trays, and I've been eating that, you know, one at a time, popping it in. And it's like an Italian wedding soup, but frozen. And you think that would be delicious, and it is, but it's put my stomach into a tizzy.
Bucci's in a tizzy.
Rare yourself. Drop. I think that drop was hitting on me. Listen to this music, huh? All right, hello.
Ah.
No, come on.
Relax.
So, hey everybody, hope everybody is doing very well. I'm glad to be back here. I missed you, figuratively. Man, but I am, like I said, fairly stressed out. I feel trapped by my own life, you know, in a way. And I feel like I really need to, like, not run away from it, but, like, run away from it temporarily. And... yeah, I just need to get the heck out of Jersey City. Sometimes you do need to get away. And by you, I don't mean you. You seem fine. I mean Bucci.
Smooth Booch.
But, unfortunately, your boy has been unemployed for a while. It hasn't gone into a bull range yet, like unemploy a bull, but it's close. But I do, I have a couple of jobs lined up, one for this, for Coca-Cola. I'm going to be... Some sort of Coca-Cola taster to make sure it still doesn't taste like Pepsi. They always have to, like, wait a minute, does it taste like Pepsi? I don't know. So we need, they do have this weird position where, like, gotta drink Coke. One mouth of Coke, one mouth of Pepsi. And so I got an interview next week. And they're just gonna blind taste test me. But... until then, I don't know. I don't have the filthy lucre. Is that how you pronounce that word? Lucre? The British, what the British call money? Anyway. So, but the stress of being unemployed, the overwhelming stress of doing Bucci... not only in the radio, but every day, is starting to kill me. And the stress, and I was worried about that dang hernia of mine. Which, that's it. You know, kind of hurting, you know, it's bad for it. And so I asked my new doctor, ChatGPT, if this kind of stress is bad, and it said no, because it will give something, the hernia, to something to fight against, which weakens the hernia, makes it easier to tame, which sounds fair to me. But even with that assurance, I don't know. I'd still need a vacation. All I ever wanted. Everyone around me gets to take one. My wife, my wife is the only person around me, so just my wife. I see very few people. Except for my wife and station manager Ken, who I see constantly. But my damn recent wife, went on a vacation to friggin' Portugal, some resort they got there. She's eating tin fish on toast like exactly right now. So, And I'm just here. So I've been thinking, okay, what would, if I did have the funds, what would I mean? I don't want to go to like a resort like she went to, some resort. In my opinion, that's a bad vacation. It's sterile. It's, you're feeling locked in. The bartender is a guy with a assault rifle. And how many bars can you swim up to? Those, like, swim up to bars that everyone dreams about? Oh, I wish I could swim up to this bar. How many of those can you swim up to? How many macaws can you see? The answer to both questions is zero.
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 I love that. That's one of the best reverbs. Plus, one of the last times I went on a resort, the last time, in fact, I did almost pass away, almost died. And, okay, I promise I'm going to get into the topic. I promise. There's a lot of people saying, shut the curse word up and play some Happy Mondays. But I just want to very quickly digress. So forgive me. The chat forgives me. Thank you, chat. The chat over there at WFMU.org. You can go over there and participate in, you know, a very, very small and limited way to this show. So when I was 11 years old, my parents, recent parents, took me to a resort in Fort Myers, Florida. And, you know, like I said, hated it. The sun, too hot, the ugly Americans. I was bored. So what do? I was going bored. I was went to the beach. Maybe the beach will be exciting. And while I was sitting there on the beach, this thought popped into my head. And that thought was, how far can I walk out into the ocean before I can no longer touch the ocean floor with my feet? And so you know Bucci, as soon as he gets an idea, he acts on it immediately. So I started walking into the ocean, not in despair, but in the spirit of adventure. Like Shackleton, Ernest Shackleton. So I walked out. Low tide. So I could walk way, I walked way out, and I was still touching the bottom. I went up to my knees, kept going, my chest kept going, my neck kept going, way, way out. The beach was just like a sliver, a sliver,
sliver, sliver, sliver
of gold on the horizon. But when the water reached my lower lip, which is my favorite lip, in case you knew. I mean, actually, people who follow me on Instagram, Bucci Knights, know that my lower lip is my favorite lip. Again, I'm digressing. So I was up to about my mouth, and so I thought, okay, that's far enough. I think I proved my point. Let's walk back to the shore now, Bucci. But when I turned around, literally, I just kind of turned around, and all of a sudden, the ground wasn't there. It was gone. High tide had come in, you know, had come in, and all of a sudden I was way, way away over my head. So I started to panic. Everyone would. I tried to kick off my shoes, pull off my jeans. I forgot to mention I was fully clothed. Shirts, pants, my sports coat, newsboy cap. We were, me and my family were going out for dinner later, so I was all dressed up for that. Flower in my lapel, which is a fine, perfectly, perfectly fine thing to wear if the water is shallow, but in the middle of the ocean, with the bottom like 10 feet beneath me, that's not so good.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. So I was in a panic. I shouted out all the usual things, you know. Help, I'm drowning. Help, I'm drowning. Help. Your boy is drowning! Fire! Shackleton! Stuff like that. There were lifeguards on the beach. But they didn't come to save me. They had their backs to the ocean. What the Jesus Christ were they doing? Who's gonna do Bucci if Bucci's dead? It's figuratively and almost literally impossible. So I had to save myself, as always. So, you know, slowly, I'm like, okay, buddy, save yourself. So slowly, bit by bit by bit, I made my way back to the shore. And luckily, I'm triangle-shaped, so I'm built for water. But it was hard with the clothes, like I said. And I floated on my back to rest, and then swim a little bit, float. To keep the fear at bay, I wrote a little short story in my mind, which was the F word over and over and over again. Years later, I actually sold that story to McSweeney's, or MC Sweeney. It might have been MC Sweeney now I think about it. One of those. So finally, I got back to the beach. Frankie Avalon style. And I was so relieved that I did that thing that they, you know, like if you've ever seen the movie From Here to Eternity, where Burt Lancaster and Deborah Carr make out with the waves all crashing around them. So they're like, and the waves are going. Oh, Burt Lancaster. Oh, Deborah. Except what I was doing it, I was making out with like a hermit crab, which kissed me back, actually. My first kiss. So after that, after I was just so grateful to be alive for like the first time, really almost the first time in my life, no joking. And I was, but also pissed off. And I saw those stupid lifeguards were still, they were just hanging around by the lifeguard station. And they weren't guarding lifes. They were hitting on each other, twirling their whistles around their fingers, blowing their whistles into each other's mouths. Everything with the whistle. Whistle, whistle, whistle. Lifeguard's gun is the whistle, whistle. So I went up to them, one shoe gone, you know, soaked, you know, just completely soaked with my clothes on. And I said, don't get up. Don't get up. I'm just a drowning boy. Please don't bother. Get up. I saved you the trouble. I saved myself. I'm my own lifeguard, which is a Bucci adage.
Adage.
So I said, maybe I should get your wages. Super sarcastic. And the lifeguard was like, oh man, my bad. That's it. They just said, my bad. Which I hadn't heard that expression before, my bad. So I thought, what are they? They're not speaking. What is that expression, my bad? They should have said, I am bad. But I got no satisfaction. I had come this close to dying, and nobody knew it. My family was going. Like, so I kept it like a secret. Basically, you are the first person to hear this. And so I just went back to the hotel room and spent the rest of the week watching Deep Space Nine. Season 4. Now, this wasn't, I'm talking about resorts and I hate resorts, but this wasn't the resort's fault, is what the resort told me. But it did turn me off resorts forever. Like, I'm gonna die in this sterile place. I wanna die in the mud. And it almost turned me off into, you know, I think it turned me off walking into the ocean. And that's my story. That's the end of the story. Do I have an that's the end of the story drop? Let's see.
Come here. Come here. Come here.
That's not a... Anyway. So, I'm not going to a resort. I was saying I'm upset. I'm stressed. I'm not feeling that great. So I gotta get away, but I don't wanna go to a resort. I'm too broke for a real vacation, too old for horse camp. And even if I did go somewhere, it wouldn't be perfect. It wouldn't be entirely relaxing. It never is, right? There's always something. There's always a fly in the cottage cheese, or there's always cottage cheese in the fly, whichever. So I thought, why don't I go on vacation in my mind? What if I made the what if I constructed in my mind the perfect vacation up here? I'm pointing the side of my head. It would cost nothing. And it would be just how I like it. 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 So, tonight, I want us, and I'm talking to us, the royal us, I want us to build a dream vacation, a vacation of the mind, which we can all go on without actually seeing each other, so win-win. That way we can all, you know, we can all, like, and anything can happen in our minds, famously. So let's picture an island where it's an all-encompassing island where anything is possible within reason. Any vacation element, like, oh, element here, put it all together on this island, and it will be our vacation. So if you like buying clothes or little knickknacks on vacation, oh, what's that? It's a cute little boutique? It's a boutique. I think boutique is French-Canadian, and boutique is French-French. If you like looking for shells on the beach, stringing a little dental floss through a bunch of shells, there's a beach made of beautiful shells. You like activities? I know you do. I know the WFMU listenership likes activities. Or like blending in with people, like a whole crowd of people, like at the end of Silence of the Lambs. Or if you like chicken pot pies, there's a chicken pot pie hot tub. Anything we can dream. This is, oh my God, our island. And let's call the island, Bucci's Island. And Bucci's Island isn't going to be like the island of Dr. Moreau. Well, it is actually going to be a little bit like the island of Dr. Moreau, but it's not. Instead of human-animal hybrids, it's going to be human beach ball hybrids. Get it? You understand, right? It's pretty straightforward. We're going to build this, I almost swore, perfect vacation. That's after the break. Let's hear a song now. And the song I'm going to play is... called We're Sinking, because I just talked about that. I just did that story about me almost sinking to the ocean and into dreams. Oh, no. I was sinking into the ocean. We are going to be sinking into dreams at the other side of this break. So let's hear that song that I just mentioned the name of 2 seconds ago, We're Sinking, by the Canadian Paul McCartney, Mark Sultan, only on WFMU.
We're sinking and everybody knows. We're sinking and everybody knows. We're sinking and what am I to do? Well, I don't really care because I love you.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
a vacation of our dreams.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Morning cry, I can't wait to.
Hello. Hey, it's Bucci again. Bucci. Wrong drop, Bucci.
Bucci.
We're back. We're constructing the perfect vacation of the mind. that we can all go together anytime we want. Every element of your dream vacation is contained within this vacation. If you love Coney Island, we can create a Coney Island of the mind, Ferlinghetti style. Who needs to go on a real vacation? That was a rhetorical question. People in the chat are saying everyone needs to go on a real vacation. Well, maybe you should go on one then. Call your Booch, E.
Hi, Booch.
Hey, who's this?
This is Annie.
Hey, Annie, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. You only had a 25-minute monologue.
Oh, today. This is the Annie that hates monologues, right?
Yeah.
So you like a monologue that's like, how long is the perfect monologue for you?
Like 10 to 15 minutes.
Maybe. Oh, okay. So what was it? Like 20 minutes?
25.
Oh, you're sitting around with your antique watch looking at me, huh? All right. So, Annie, let's stop. So you know, this vacation that we're building will contain no monologues, okay?
Oh.
All right. So what is the element of vacation that you like, and what's it going to – You kick it off.
I want glitter-free nature.
Okay, so you go – all right. What do you say? Glitter-free nature.
Litter. Human litter.
Oh, I
refuse.
See. All right, that makes more sense. So this is a pristine – there is no – there's no – it's pristine island.
Yeah. You bring something in, you take it out with you.
Okay. So that's your favorite element of a vacation if it's – you can look out and not see a man-made thing anywhere.
No. I don't want litter, like little wrappers.
Okay. Like a plastic garbage island. You don't want that, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, no garbage.
All right. I had that written down. I wanted a plastic garbage island, but I'm going to cross it out. All right.
Yeah.
So, Annie, that was fantastic. I'm going to keep whittling down this monologue until
you're very, very happy.
All right, bye. And I remember that, Annie. She called a couple of weeks ago and said, oh, you're talking too long. And I have not, I just want to say this right now, I have not been ruminating on that comment. Not at all. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob. Bob, who is this? Is this who? Bob Costas?
It's Bob Costas, and I'm ready to start doing some color on golf.
Okay. Barth. Yeah, I know
okay.
Bob Barth. All right, Bob Barth, what is your what is the best element? Now, you're in Los Angeles, right? Are you in Louisiana or Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
Okay, so you already live in paradise. So what is the element that you like to look for on vacation that we can contain? All right now, we have no litter. There's no litter on vacation right now.
Well, I appreciate that. You know what else I don't want to run into on vacation?
What's that?
I don't want to run into Annie's that can't appreciate monologues that may go on for the entire hour. You don't have to take calls.
I don't understand. Annie. Okay, so this vacation doesn't have – okay, we already have established that there's – I don't – what are you saying, Bob Barth?
I'm saying that on this vacation, I don't want to run into any Annies.
Okay, so wait. You don't want Annie on this vacation?
No.
But Bob, you know, I wanted this to be for everybody, you know? So now it's like minus one Annie.
All right. Well, she can come, but maybe she just keeps her thoughts to herself.
No. I want this to be a free ideas, as long as the ideas are like pro-Bucci. So
there, right there, is you're creating a big sinkhole in your vacation.
So do you want a sinkhole on this island that you can maybe spelunk into?
Oh, if it's filled with
water sinkhole. All right. Bob, thank you.
Sure.
Have a great afternoon. What is it, 2 o'clock in the afternoon over there?
It is 3:30 in the afternoon.
I was very close. All right, Bob.
You seem like you're having a bad day. I'm going to give you a big radio hug.
Oh, man, you're all wet.
I was in the sinkhole. What are you going to do?
All right, bye. Line 3, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
Listener Alex.
Hey, L.A. Alex, I remember. L.A.
Hey, let me call me old-fashioned, but I miss it when a good old tropical vacation meant cockfights. So I think we should bring back cockfights, but with a humane twist.
Okay, what's the humane? Because I don't want any death on Bucci's vacation paradise island.
No. I'm hoping it could be like a, maybe like a rap battle or like a turntable battle or something.
But between roosters.
Well, between roosters, I figure they could put the kicking muscles to work. I think that could be kind of cool if you trained them up.
So,
and if that's,
okay,
if that's
go
like
ahead.
Inhumane, maybe just people acting the part of roosters, turntabling with their feet only.
This is so many layers. So you have, first you have a cruelty-free rooster fight. I'm going to say rooster fight. And
yeah.
Then you have people dressed up as roosters, not fighting, but rap battling.
I think it could work.
Okay, we'll pick one. You can't have three things. So do you want, I mean, ooh, we can have talking roosters
humans,
if you want.
If that's what you want. I'm going to go with that.
What are you saying?
Humans as roosters in a rap battle.
Okay, what kind? What style of rap?
Oh,
like Little Yachty, like more psychedelic rap, or do you like a mumble, like Earl Sweatshirt? Or do you like, you know?
Yeah, let's go mumble.
P.E. Mumble rap roosters as people. Well, okay. I hope everybody enjoys that. Bye.
Thank you, Booch.
Just picture. Wait, hold on. I think I have some. Oh my God! Listen to that. Just. Close your eyes and picture it. We are on a pristine island, no litter. Be quiet. Warm water sinkhole. People dressed as roosters rap battling with each other. And you can just feel yourself sinking into relaxation. Sations. Call Igabuchi.
Hello, I'm ready to talk to Bucci.
Oh. Hey, Franco, how are you doing? I think I hit the wrong button.
I can't believe you answered the phone.
Yeah, I think that was a mistake.
I can see why you're not feeling well. Don't have a helper.
Yes. Wait, what?
You don't have a helper.
Oh, I have a helper. I just accidentally bypassed old Jim the Poet. Sorry, Jim the Poet. Man, he's mad.
And you picked up the phone and it was me.
That's fine. You know what?
This vacation is starting off in a bad way.
This dream vacation... I'm torn. Are you going to be on this vacation or not? Franco, what's your dream vacation? Again, you're another L.A. fellow, so you live in paradise. So, but what do you love? When you go on vacation, what do you look for, and what can we add to this dream vacation of ours?
Well, my qualification for the best vacation is this, and it hasn't changed for years. I want to sleep under a tree.
Okay, sleep under a tree. That sounds relaxing.
It's very nice.
Okay,
but
that's it.
Preferably with a stream next to it.
So a beautiful. So you're not sleeping under a tree on the side of a highway. You're sleeping on a tree. Because this vacation can't have highways if people love highways. But you're sleeping under an idyllic, the ideal tree next to a bubbling stream.
That's right.
Big Sur. What's that?
Big Sur.
Well, no, it's not Big Sur, but we can bring Big Sur to Bucci's Island.
Okay,
or
that's
an element
fine.
Of.
I'll go with that because, to be perfectly honest, I hate most of the people there.
In Big Sur.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been one day, right? I guess. That's what. Okay.
It has to be better than going to a resort in Portugal. There's no swim-up bars in Big Sur, I'll tell you that for sure.
Yeah, I know. They all have you swim up to a redwood and just brush your cheek against it, right?
Well, actually, you fall down in some poison ivy.
Man, I think I was in some poison ivy earlier. That's a big problem. All right, thanks, Franco. Line four, you got your booch.
Boochie.
Hey.
Okay.
Under
it's
tree.
Addy. I don't...
Oh, hey, Addy, how you doing?
Hey, Boochie. It's good to talk to you
as always.
Yeah.
So, Addy, go ahead.
I really liked where Franco was going. I feel like before that there were a lot of negative vibes.
Oh yeah.
So I want to build off of his stream that he's nearby.
Yeah.
And near the stream, a little hot spring.
Oh.
And the hot springs has a quartet of ants. Ants playing music.
So hot springs with four ants, and they're playing music.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it.
So they're all like on little cellos and bassoons, or
no, medium size.
So the ants are on the regular size ants playing large instruments, classical instruments.
Yeah,
And you're going to be looking at these things. You're not going to, you have to, you know, people are, you know, this is just for you.
And the ants are playing in the street. It's kind of going through the stream, but not loud enough, not so loud that Franco can't sleep.
All right, Addy. I mean, it's unorthodox. I just had ants, but no, there are no instruments, but yeah, sure.
Give them instruments.
Thank you, Addy.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Caller, line one, Shigatcha Booch.
Bucci?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, it's Jessa. How are you?
Oh, hey, Jessa. How are you? Right back at you. How are you?
Damn. So, I'm good. I have a few minutes before I have to go to work. So.
Okay, well, let's not, let's use one of those minutes.
One of the minutes is I'm going to tell you that our perfect Bucci's Island is going to have a swim-up bar. So, how big is this sinkhole?
Well, Bob didn't. I let Bob go before he told me. But let's say it's an inch deep and a mile deep. What's that?
He wanted to have like a lagoon sort of thing, I think.
If I don't know what Bob Barth wants.
My addition.
Yes.
Is a swim up bar, but it has a juice bar.
Okay, so no alcohol, but a juice bar.
I don't know.
These honestly, pens don't work.
Alcohol on vacation, so I don't know if you want to exclude people, but...
No, I don't want to exclude people, except for a couple of people.
I do know it is, but at any rate...
Damn, this pen doesn't
really
work
like
either.
To drink alcohol.
Yes,
and
I know,
so
but they get too drunk.
Oh, yeah, no, well, we would have
this
to
pen
have,
doesn't work either.
Bar and juice tenders that were really mindful of how they were serving. You
yeah.
also don't want to over-serve juice.
Okay, so there's a swim-up bar, but they're serving this delicious, fruity, thick punch.
I guess. Is that your adjustment on my idea?
No, no, I don't mean to adjust your idea. I want the idea to be
like
yours.
Fresh squeezed juice,
but you swim up to it. Now, are we in a chlorinated pool, or are we in a...
Well, I don't know. I'm sort of... maybe a chlorinated pool would be nice.
Okay,
like a really big pool, and then it could have, like, one end of the pool would have, like, rocks you can sit on next to the bar.
Fresh, oh, I like that. A fresh juice bar with
fresh juice and
rocks.
Like, a smaller alcohol thing. Like
and then there's, like, maybe a couple of mini alcohol. Jack Daniels bottles floating in the pool. All right. Jessa.
I like that idea.
Jessa, thank you.
You're welcome, Bucci.
All right.
I think you sound, like, really good. So somebody said you sounded like you're having a bad day. I think you sound great.
Well, it's a fine line.
Yeah, Bucci. It is.
Bucci. Ooh.
Ooh. All right,
bye. This vacation...
Oh, I fit perfectly on you.
This vacation fits perfectly on you. So 201-209-9368, we are creating... Literally, the dream vacation. Anything you ever wanted, is going to be in this vacation.
Vacation, all I ever wanted. Vacation, had to get away.
Line two, you got boots, Shishi.
Hey,
is this Hero?
Hey. Yes, it is. Hey, it is me.
I recognize your voice.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? You're
good,
so polite. You're so polite, Hero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Hero. What's your dream? What do you want to see on this vacation? We have all sorts of elements. Some of them are out of left field. But what do you want?
I have a few. Oh, no trash.
Okay, we
I
already
don't want.
Okay, no trash again.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. So no trash.
All right. And then...
Oh, you cut off there. You cut off there, Hero. Say it one more time.
No motor vehicles.
Okay, so I say this this thing should have a freeway, but you're saying no. No highways or motor vehicles.
No.
Okay, or do you want like no abandoned plane. Freeways like in the movie The Road?
A what?
Do you want there to be freeways but no cars? Is that what you want?
There can be... there can be not paved with asphalt or cement.
Cement. So what are they paved with? Good intentions?
They're with stones.
Okay. Stones. Beautiful, like maybe shells.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we have no trash, which you echo. You and Annie are like, you guys are simpatico. And then no cars.
Yeah.
Do you like wildlife? Okay. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And there's only there's horses and carriages instead of cars.
What is there instead of cars?
Horses and carriages.
Ah, horses. Oh, okay. Horses. Yeah, have you been, do you like horses? That's a pretty good question.
I haven't been around many.
You know what I used to think? That ponies were baby horses. But then, like, right before I got into doing the show, Jim the Poet said that wasn't true. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
You
thought ponies were baby horses, right?
They were young. They were children.
Yeah, the children of the horse. No, it's their own little thing. Isn't that sad that they never get big, the ponies?
Yeah.
It's a rhetorical question. All right, Hero, what'd you say?
Oh, are they donkeys then?
No, that's a whole different kettle of fish. Donkeys are another thing. Ponies are another thing. Horses are another thing. And Bucci is one thing altogether.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
All right. See you, Hero. Always nice talking to you, buddy.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. 201-209-9368. We're creating in our minds the perfect vacation.
Vacation together.
We're going on vacation together. So what do you like, huh? Really long slide through the jungle? Sandcastles that I wish you saw?
Sandcastles that I wish you small. Stop talking like a know-it-all.
Do you like apples?
We got so many apples if you want them. Oh, man, this apple. I gotta throw out this apple.
Oh, don't eat apples on the radio, kids. So, hammocks? Question mark? Line 3, you got your booch.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Lincoln in Dallas.
Who is it?
Lincoln in Dallas.
Lincoln in Dallas. Hey, Lincoln.
So no vacation is complete without some novelty t-shirts. I have two, but I'll only pick one so I can make money on the other.
So wait, you're selling these novelty t-shirts on the island? You're making money off our vacation?
Well, I'm going to give you 50% of it, and then we can work out a deal later.
50%.
I'll give you the first one right now. It's a shirt, and, you know, I mean, you see these everywhere. It's going to be, I went to Bucci's Island, and all I got was first place in a rooster rap battle and this rising t-shirt.
It's a long t-shirt, but t-shirts have said more.
It's a bit wordy, yeah.
Novelty t-shirts that reference this show. I do like that. It's a little advertisement. Thanks, Lincoln.
Yep.
So I also think that this t-shirt should contain a link. Not to keep talking. I mean, I love a t-shirt. I think this t-shirt should have a link to the Bucci podcast. People don't know, maybe, but this show is also podcast. I think it drops on Tuesday. So if you're like, oh, I want to hear the show again. I want to hear my voice on the radio. Over there to Apple, my boys at Apple. Man, what are these calls? Which one of these things should I? Line 4, you got Chibucci.
Booch.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Wilson in South Orange.
Oh, hey, Wilson. I like that name.
Oh, hey. Oh, thanks. Like you, I don't get to go on vacation all that much.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I do, I overdo it.
Sure.
I swim up to the bar. I go right past the thick juice, and I go for the hard stuff.
Right.
And so I would like the ability on Bucci's Island to be able to tipple or essentially partake of any substance that might be there with no real-world consequences. That includes hangovers.
Okay.
That includes self-destructive behavior.
ODing.
Behavior
you can't...
to others or property. That's basically a free pass, like wearing a giant marshmallow suit.
I see. And there's no fentanyl on this island, right?
Oh, God, no. We're talking good. About... You know,
I'm
going to
cross
say
out
without
fentanyl.
There's children present, but let's just say the big three.
I don't know what that third one is, but...
Yeah, exactly. You can fill in the blank there, my
sure.
friend.
Sure.
I think you
don't call,
I think
me,
you
don't
know
call
exactly.
me my friend. So this island has a swim-up bar, but there's no consequences to the swim-up bar.
I want to be able to go out to Bucci Beach and just stare vacantly at the waves until I kind of become the waves for a long time, but also not pass out there and be consumed by the ocean.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. Being consumed by the ocean sounds great, but it's got a downside.
Callback.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Wilson. Bye. Wilson! That's so loud. Look, listen to this. That's just the island we're creating. Kind of sounds like there might be a freeway behind it. What is going on here? I don't know. I thought I heard a car. Line one, Shigetsu Bucci.
Hey, Booch. Van from Karlstad.
Hey, Van.
Hey, so, you know, that lady that called, there is an actual island that exists where you're not allowed to ride motorcycles, cars, no motors allowed.
Yeah, is that Long Island?
No, and they use donkeys, not horses, and it's the island of Hydra in Greece.
H-Y-D.
And, all right, so let me just say quick, because I'm delivering Chinese food, I got to go.
Okay.
But if it was up to me and I had to build an island, I would make sure there is no poor people that are living on the island on the other side. Like, because I feel bad for them. Like, I don't want to go, like, a...
Wait, what? You want to have some sort of elitist vacation where people without means can't go? What?
No, I don't want, like, poor people serving me. Like, I'm against... give me a break, man. Like that's horrible for them. And, like...
So I just want to, I understand what you're saying. You want this to be this, you know, egalitarian thing where everyone's the same. It's like a Marxist island, right?
Yes, but like the people will work and they're happy and they're not like like these elitist guys go on these islands and these poor people are shipped in by little boats and then they leave.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone is paid. Everyone is paid well. And maybe the people who are the service people can also go on vacation. They're on vacation as well. How about that?
As long as they're respected, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, so the funny thing about your
Chinese
topic today
is
I'm actually working towards this in real life. Like, in 4 years, I'm out of this snake hole, okay? I'm out. I'm gone. And I've researched it extensively about where to go. And at first, I was like Thailand, Philippines, really beautiful but terrible places. Best island in the world is Crete. In Greece, or on the Venetian
doesn't
side,
doesn't this Chinese food need to be delivered?
Of the Greek islands, is this island called Kefalonia?
Uh huh.
And it's next to Italy and Greece. It's awesome.
Okay.
And like I'm going to one of those.
Thanks, Van. Appreciate it. Good luck. I think he's going to this other island, not Bucci's island. But I do like that everybody is taken care of on this island. It's a big soft island. Line two, you got Shibuchi.
Bucci?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Juliet.
Hey, Juliet.
I'm gonna make it short and sweet.
Yes,
I've
please.
Got an edit to a hero. Sounds like a smart kid.
Oh, sure he is.
He's putting down.
He's very
but,
smart.
Yeah, I don't think the horses should be working on our island. I feel like horses should be there for sure.
Yeah.
But of their own volition, you know, not pulling the carriages.
Oh, I see. So they're not workhouses. They're just wild ranging.
Like, I know the horses are just like. Picking up the slack. I don't know. I feel like the horses should be there. No carriages, you know. You just use your own 2 feet.
I appreciate
the horses are chilling, you know. They're chilling with us.
Right. I agree. Everybody's on vacation. So there's all these wild horses that are dragging us to this vacation.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Okay, that's all I had to say. Well, have a nice night.
Yeah, you too. Oh, she hangs up on Bucci.
Hernia status is...
I don't want to talk about my hernia on vacation. Call you a Bucci, line three.
Ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
Hey.
Who's
Zachary.
This? Zachary?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going,
sound
Bucci?
Different today. All right, hey, Zach. Ree.
Hey, are you hanging up? You want me to just
No,
stop?
No, no. I want you to tell me real quick. What do you want to contain on this vacation?
Real quick. Every time I call in, Bucci, it's always real quick. Not even like 10 seconds.
Well, I got two calls. I mean, all right. 10 seconds. 15 seconds.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you got people. Really, that last one, I think the biggest thing, this island needs to really focus on the freedom component and make sure the exchanges, you know, are agreed upon.
So it's a free exchange of ideas on this island? Uh-huh. So this island contains
really that,
what?
I just, if anything, I don't, that Bob guy.
Bob Barth,
censoring people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bob Barth, the first caller.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he said, he made it seem like those kinds of tourists would come to this island.
Yeah. All right. So want this island to be everybody's? I mean, that's kind of what Van said. So everybody's the same. Is there anything else?
No,
like,
not
is
everyone's
there...
the same. Everyone is. You know, they have autonomy. They have power.
Oh, I see. Everybody has power.
It's a very it's direct democracy. This island's ran by direct democracy.
Wow, there's a lot of politics on this vacation spot. All right, I do appreciate that. I can't relax when other people are not relaxing as well.
Exactly.
Well, I can.
Exactly.
But. All right. Thanks, Zachary.
Great show last week. I mean,
what about
really, the editing you did with the last week on Bucci, the beats.
Thanks. What about this week?
I can't wait for the whole sample pack to come out.
Okay. Thanks, Zachary. I hope I gave you enough time. I think I hung up on him in the middle of that sentence. Line four, you got Bucci.
Oh, what up, Bucci Bucci?
Hey, what's up? Who's this? Double G?
Double G.
Yeah.
All
right.
So we'll go on vacation together, or is it just like a family?
Everybody. Everybody within the sound of my voice.
Oh, nice. Tri-state area. Okay.
Is going. No, not the tri-state area. You know, everywhere. Dallas, Texas. So
what about like a murder tour? You know, like, you know, where like you go to places where like, you know, like famous murders have happened.
Okay, so it's like Jack the Ripper tours.
This island's existed for a while, I'm sure. You know.
So in the past, there have been murders, like maybe some in the Gaslight era of this island. There have been murders in the dark, and now that has all been gentrified, and now we have just tours where the murders were.
Yeah. We'll do like character reenactments. Maybe maybe for an extra fee, you can like off like a loved one.
No, wrong. We can't kill. I've already established that everybody is going to be happy on this island.
No. But like, if it's, you know, some people are happy when others are gone.
No. Who? Tell me who. You?
If you're, I don't want to get, too crazy. Okay, but we'll shelf that for now.
Yes.
We'll shelf that.
Put out that on the shelf that's labeled terrible ideas.
All right. Well, what about for an extra fee, you can be part of the reenactment?
Yes. Okay. I like the reenactment thing. I love a reenactment. I went to a Deep Space Nine reenactment thing where we all got to be characters from Deep Space Nine.
Wow. How was all 12 of you? How was that?
Terrible. Better. It's the dream. Don't reenact your favorite television shows. It ruins it.
The thing is, I've been reenacting All in the Family for the past 20 years, and it's not working out for me.
Well, that show. Maybe it was great in its time, but I don't know about it now, right?
All right. I won't be a meathead. All right. Talk to you later.
So we have, I wrote all this down. No litter, warm water sinkhole, rat battling roosters. We get to sleep under beautiful trees. There's a hot spring. There's a quartet of ants playing little tiny music to relax you. There's a swim up juice bar with some rocks. Beautiful. What else do I got here? I feel like I wrote more of these things down. Horses, like a hero, no cars. Everything is egalitarian. There's no suffering on this island. Call you, Gabucci.
Hey, Bucci. This is Yes. With a Y.
Who is it?
Yes.
So, all right, Yes. Tell me what your favorite element of a hot...
Is there still a stream on the island?
Yeah, we already have a stream. What do you want? Two streams? That's insane.
All right. Well, I want to post a sign, and I'd like to call it a stream of consciousness, right?
Yeah.
And then, so down, always flowing across and on the stream are apples, right? So that the ponies and the people in the rooster suits can bob for apples anytime they like.
Okay, so there's a second stream, but it's full of beautiful bobbing apples, and people are bobbing for these apples or chewing them.
No, the ponies and the people in the rooster suits they can bob. They're there if they want to.
Yeah, there's no point of having apples with no one eating them.
People just bobbing for apples all the time if they don't want to.
Okay.
Or ponies.
Pony. Are you from Philly?
No.
Yes, you are. See you later.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe
I live
you.
There now, but.
All right. Yes. Thank you for your. That's a good one. I like two streams. 201. We're going to get a couple more calls. Maybe 201 209 9368. We're creating our dream vacation. No more vacations with imperfections in them. No more curse word. We are making this thing about us and perfect, and we're going to be on it forever, or at least until our. We run out of vacation days. Or sometimes we can work from home and we can work from this island. Billy Jam, you're an international guy. What's your dream element? What do you love on vacation? What's your favorite thing to be on vacation?
Go swimming.
You like to go swimming? In a pool or in the ocean or in a lake?
In the ocean, preferably.
Yes. Oh, who loves an ocean? Not me, because I almost died in one. Line one, you got your booch. I think I bypassed Jim there. Go ahead.
Go ahead?
Yes, you. What's your name?
I'm Ian.
Hey, Ian. Real quick.
I can't decide whether I like saltwater or freshwater more, because I like the buoyancy of the saltwater, but don't like the feel of it.
Okay, we can have both. Island. We can have both.
But I don't want both. I want the best of both.
All right, we're going to have the best of both. I got to go. He's going to have the best. I got to get out of here. Billy Jam's poking at me with his index finger. Let's go.
That's so, not my finger.
You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online all the time at WFMU.org. Up next is my man Billy Jam. Puts the needle on the record. Who listens to Bucci? You do,
I got one thing to say,
yes.
Bucci.
Go for it.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
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 Can I hear you? Hello? Hello? Can I, hello? 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 Hello?
Good call.
Hello? Good call. Paul, you got your booch. How can I help you? What have you lost?
I lost my nephew.
Did you lose it in a...
I lost my nephew. My name is Bucci.